Chapter 7. This is the law of the guilt offering. It is something most holy. They will slaughter the guilt offering in the place where they slaughter the burnt offerings, and its blood should be sprinkled on all sides of the altar. He will present all its fat, including the fat tail, the fat that covers the intestines, and the two kidneys with their fat that is near the loins. He will also remove the appendage of the liver, along with the kidneys. The priest will make them smoke on the altar as an offering made by fire to Jehovah. It is a guilt offering. Every male among the priests will eat it, and it should be eaten in a holy place. It is something most holy. The law regarding the sin offering applies to the guilt offering. It belongs to the priest who makes atonement with it. When the priest presents the burnt offering for someone, the skin of the burnt offering that was presented to the priest will become his. Every grain offering that is baked in the oven, or prepared in the pan, or on the griddle, belongs to the priest who presents it. It will become his. But every grain offering that is mixed with oil, or that is dry, will be for all of Aaron's sons. Each will have an equal share. Now this is the law of the communion sacrifice that one may present to Jehovah. If he presents it as an expression of thanksgiving, he will present, along with the thanksgiving sacrifice, unleavened ring-shaped loaves mixed with oil, unleavened wafers spread with oil, and ring-shaped loaves made with fine flour, well mixed and blended with oil. He will present his offering along with ring-shaped loaves of leavened bread, and the thanksgiving sacrifice of his communion sacrifices. He is to present from it one of each offering as a sacred portion to Jehovah. It will belong to the priest who sprinkles the blood of the communion sacrifices. The flesh of the thanksgiving sacrifice of his communion sacrifices is to be eaten on the day he offers it. He must not save any of it until morning. If the sacrifice of his offering is a vow or a voluntary offering, it is to be eaten on the day he presents his sacrifice, and what is left of it may also be eaten on the next day. But whatever is left of the flesh of the sacrifice on the third day is to be burned with fire. However, if any of the flesh of his communion sacrifice is eaten on the third day, the one presenting it will not be accepted with approval. It will not be credited to him. It is an offensive thing, and the person who eats some of it will answer for his error. Flesh that touches anything unclean is not to be eaten. It is to be burned with fire. Everyone who is clean may eat the clean flesh. But any person who is unclean and eats the flesh of the communion sacrifice, which is for Jehovah, that person must be cut off from his people. If someone touches anything unclean, whether the uncleanness of a man or an unclean animal or any unclean disgusting thing, and eats some of the flesh of the communion sacrifice, which is for Jehovah, that person must be cut off from his people. Jehovah continued to speak to Moses, saying, "Tell the Israelites, you must not eat any fat of a bull or a young ram or a goat. The fat of an animal found dead and the fat of an animal killed by another animal may be used for any other purpose, but you must never eat it. For whoever eats fat from an animal that he presents as an offering made by fire to Jehovah must be cut off from his people. You must not eat any blood in any of your dwelling places, whether that of birds or that of animals. Anyone who eats any blood must be cut off from his people." Jehovah went on to speak to Moses, saying, "Tell the Israelites, whoever presents his communion sacrifice to Jehovah will bring part of the offering from his communion sacrifice to Jehovah. He will bring in his own hands the fat, along with the breast, as an offering made by fire to Jehovah, and he will wave it back and forth as a wave offering before Jehovah. The priest will make the fat smoke on the altar, but the breast will belong to Aaron and his sons. You will give the right leg as a sacred portion to the priest from your communion sacrifices. The son of Aaron who presents the blood of the communion sacrifices and the fat will have the right leg as his portion. For I take the breast of the wave offering and the leg of the sacred portion from the communion sacrifices of the Israelites, and I give them to Aaron the priest and his sons, as a lasting regulation for the Israelites. This was the portion from Jehovah's offerings made by fire to be set aside for the priests, for Aaron and his sons, on the day he presented them to serve as priests to Jehovah. Jehovah commanded to give them this portion from the Israelites on the day he anointed them. It is a permanent statute for their generations. This is the law concerning the burnt offering, the grain offering, the sin offering, the guilt offering, the installation sacrifice, and the communion sacrifice, just as Jehovah commanded Moses on Mount Sinai, in the day he commanded the Israelites to present their offerings to Jehovah in the wilderness of Sinai.